Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Woo! Here we are again. It's Friday. I don't know if anybody else is like thinking that the time is just flying by, but for me, it most certainly is. And so welcome, everyone. Welcome to our listeners, our callers. And by the way, I'm Adrienne, and I'm one of the co-hosts of the show, Psychic Funhouse. And, you know, I'm just so grateful and pleased to be sharing this time with my co-host and, of course, our special guest tonight, Dr. Janet Woods. But let me start off by saying hello to Michael Espinosa. Hello, Michael. How are you this evening?
Hello, Adrienne. I am well. Thank you.
Good.
Hello. I'm well, thank you. Glad to be here.
Yes, indeed. And we have Lawrence Birch. How are you this evening, Lawrence?
I'm good. Very good.
Wonderful.
Very
good. Yeah. You sound peppy.
Yeah. Spring is springing up here, so I'm feeling the green waves. That's what's happening.
All right. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, what was that expression? Backing down the hatches, something like that, in preparation for more rain here in Southern California. So we got that going on. And
well, it is a desert, so that makes sense.
Yeah, it is. That is true. And now I get to say hello and welcome Dr. Janet Woods. Hello, Janet. How are you this evening?
I'm great. Thank you so much for inviting me to the show.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. A pleasure. Well, I know that all of us, but I will speak for me, always come away from interacting with you, any of your shows, any of the classes that you teach, thrilled and educated about feng shui. So really looking forward to getting into the show tonight. So before we jump in, and I know we've already got callers, which I'm just delighted about. At any rate, one of the things I always like to get out of the way is the legal team insists that we let people know that despite the fact that all of the co-hosts and guests on this show are all professional, all well-trained and experienced, should you as a caller or listener need professional help regarding anything legal, medical, psychiatric, please seek a professional in those areas. We're here to entertain you and educate you. So there's that. I always like to get that little piece out of the way. One last little
can I ask
tidbit.
A question?
Yeah. Well, certainly.
Are you giving out lottery numbers tonight? Winning, may I add.
Winning
lottery numbers tonight.
Mm-hmm. No, as a matter of fact, I am not. And by the way, since you're asking me a question already, Michael, let's also please allow me to address the cooking question that will invariably come up somewhere during the show. I do not have any plans to do any cooking.
I thought you were making some a roast for everybody.
She's just going to roast you.
Am I wrong?
You're wrong. Yes, you're wrong.
With
vegetables, like I keep, Janet,
and,
I keep telling these guys. I keep telling them that you know the only food source that they're going to find is you know packages that are wrapped that say you know Gelson's or Whole Foods or Bristol Farm, something like that. That's about as far as it goes.
So, I'm
right
there with you.
Guys are so funny. Anyway, we certainly hope that our listening audience out there and our callers, you know, will follow us, will like us, will love us. We're certainly trying to expand our listenership. So tell a friend, tell a couple of friends, and you can find us on all of the major platforms. So that's it as far as the business of the show is concerned, at least for right now. And, you know, let me take it back. Let me also say that we could at this point in time, because I know us, we're going to jump into this show here, and I want to make sure that we get everything taken care of. So, Michael, what is your contact information if people want to find you and schedule a session?
Yes. Yeah. You can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com. You can text me or call me at 562-457-0457, or you can send me an email at michael@michaeljespinoza.com.
Beautiful. Thank you. And Laura?
Easy peasy.
If you don't want to send me a telegram, you can just give me a call, or you can text me at 541-344-7534. And if your passenger pigeons are pooped out, you can also email me at givingtree@earthlink.net. And then there's always the internet, which I've heard are a pretty happening place to look people up. So I have a Facebook page, Giving Tree Farm Herbs, and my website is givingtreefarm.com. So how about you, Adrian?
Fabulous. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Probably the best way for people to find me is through my website. There's all kinds of information listed there, upcoming events. And I also want to make sure that that Dr. Woods gets a moment to talk about her upcoming class. And anyhow, but on my website, upcoming events, the services I offer as well as the fees for those services. And that is ravenmessages.com. You can also call me or text me at area code 714-376-7289. And so, Dr. Woods, please, how can people find you and find out and learn more about your services, your fees, and upcoming events? How do they do that?
Well, they can visit my website, which is janetwoods.com. You can also find me on social media. All of my social media handle, so to speak, is Dr. Janet Woods. And then also you can text me or leave me a message at 949-307-6690.
Okay. Perfect.
Perfect. Well, wonderful. And tell it. Now, you have an event coming up tomorrow. Is that correct? That's correct, right?
Yes, yes I do. And the event is sold out. But every third Saturday of the month, I am teaching a certification course on different subjects as it relates to your environment and design. And so our next one, I do believe, is coming up. I don't have the actual dates, but it's the third Saturday of the month, and it's from 9 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon. And keep in mind, this is a certification course. So you'll be learning hands-on how to do a certain type of process as it relates to Asian metaphysics and energy. And at the completion of the class, you will receive a certificate, so to speak.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That's exciting. Very exciting. Michael, any upcoming events for you?
Yes, I do. I have an upcoming event. Let's see. We are starting up our Twin Hearts Meditation and Pranic Healing Clinic. The next one will be on Tuesday, April 30th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Healing Atelier, and that is in Whittier, Uptown Whittier. So if you'd like more information about that, you can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com, and click the events page, and it will show you there. So we are excited to have that come up again. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Very good. Very good. Michael.
Yeah.
Michael. Hey. Lawrence, do you have anything coming up that you... Yeah. Do you have anything coming up that you'd like to share with us?
The cuter, smarter Michael. Yes. Yes, of course. I have a class that I'll be teaching this summer. It'll be a six-week course every Thursday. You do have to be in the Corvallis area to take it because it's in person, but it's on it's an introduction to herbalism course. I'll have more details as they get ironed out about that. So,
wonderful. That sounds great. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's exciting. I'm glad for you. Glad for you.
I'm glad.
Good.
Yeah, thanks, Russ. Yeah. How about you, Adrian?
No, as a matter of fact, I do not have any events personally coming up.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm happy to report that I am one of the attendees for Janet's class tomorrow. So I'm certainly looking forward to that. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Well, very good. Yeah, it is. You know,
you're going to get
always
certified.
Yeah, yes. That's right. So without further ado, let's just go ahead and jump right into it. And again, allow me to introduce Dr. Janet Woods, a certified Feng Shui master, to the show. And there's so many interesting things to learn about Feng Shui. I have been fascinated by it for many, many years, and believe in the you know, the power of it. And so what I would like to do right now is take about the next 15 minutes or so, Janet, and ask you if you would share, please, a bit of your history and the work that you do. And I know tonight you wanted to talk about space harmonization and space clearing, and anything else that you'd like to shed light on for us regarding your work.
I would be delighted to.
Wonderful.
just a little bit of history about me. I have been practicing feng shui and Asian metaphysics for, I do believe, probably about a little more than 25 years. And I measure that because I've been married for 22. So when I met my husband, he had no idea what kind of work I did, but he thought I was cute. And I was like, oh, cute is good. So from that point on, my accountant husband has been enlightened every day with everything that I do, which is good. He's taught me numbers, and I have scared the pants off of him. But anyway, I started to learn feng shui because at the time I was working for a major corporation, and I was looking for a way to get my employees to be more productive. And so I have to credit Larry Ellison, who is the founder of, I do believe, Oracle, because I saw him on 60 Minutes sharing that he had hired a feng shui expert to come and do his new office, and that the business had tripled. And I was like, I don't know how to pronounce it, but I want to learn it. And so that was my step into not only feng shui, but also into the metaphysical world. And from leaving my corporate job, I stepped into consulting. And as I continued my work inside of feng shui, I became the president of the Orange County Feng Shui Guild, and also a chapter director for the International Feng Shui Guild. And then a little more into doing the type of work I was doing as I'm meeting other feng shui experts, realizing that we needed to have a professional organization where people that are in the field can get to know one another, but also develop their business. And so that's kind of how I got started. And along the way, I learned how to do space clearing, Chinese space reading. I'm also an expert in Korean hand therapy, which required an act of Congress in order for it to actually be in the United States. And a number of things, but every year I learn something new because as we change, so does the field of metaphysics.
Let me ask you a question. One of the questions right up front. Although many of our callers, you know, have been involved in metaphysics, many of them are healers themselves or practitioners of a variety of different arts. But what, for those that may not really know what feng shui is, can you give a simple, like, working definition of it?
Oh, I'd be happy to, because people hear it and they're like, I see it on television, I hear about it from time to time, but I really don't understand it. And so the best way to describe feng shui is how energy flows through your space. The more energy that you have flowing through your space, the better your life is. And so using the principles of feng shui, which are basically part of natural law, it allows you to have a much better life. Our little slogan for feng shui is that you have health, wealth, and happiness, because that is the ultimate goal inside of having a great life.
Love that. I love that. So it's and when you talk about space, it sometimes it's as simple and as complicated, I guess, but as simple as where you place various pieces of furniture or how much furniture you have and what kind of furniture you have, or not necessarily like what kind, but what are the materials? Is that right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so
feng shui.
I was just feng going shui. To say, I know that last time you were on the show with us, you elaborated a little bit on the various materials and that being wood, metal, let's see.
You're good. But what you're talking about is a basic principle inside of feng shui and also in Chinese astrology. And so the belief is that each one of us has what we call five elements. They are water, wood, fire, earth, and metal. Very similar to Western astrology, with the exception of metal is considered to be air. And based on your birth year, you yourself have your own personal element. I'll give you an example. My year ends in a five, and so I am a wood element. Mm-hmm. So in my home, I always make sure that I have live plants. I have a lot of wood furniture and also a number of different things that are related to wood, because that helps to strengthen who I am and what I'm doing.
Wow. I love that. I didn't know that. I'd never heard that before. Wow. I love that. Hmm. I know... Go ahead, Lawrence.
Oh, I was just going to mention I'm a fire goat in Chinese astrology. So,
well, good for you. That means that you love having fun.
Right? That's what I'm all about.
That's your middle name. Yes.
There you go.
Because fire elements are all about lighting people up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It does that pretty well. Yes.
Oh, you got my daughter. I'll give you the hot tip. That's true.
Michael, do you know what your sign is, your Chinese astrology sign?
Oh, tiger.
Tiger?
Mm-hmm. What's the last digit of your birth year?
Two.
Okay. So you're a water element. Water is a very interesting element because you're very strong, because nothing keeps water from going wherever it wants to go. Also, you can be very mysterious, and you're very picky about the people that you hang out with.
Yes, that's true.
No, no.
Yes. check.
A little bit of mystery when it comes to water. One day you're like the ocean, and then the next day you're like a river.
Woo!
Sometimes a puddle. Yes.
Oh, no.
She said river or ocean.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
No drips here.
Love it.
Thank you, Janet.
That's good. I got to tell you about me. The last number of my birth year is a three, and I am a snake.
Well, you and Michael share a number or share an element, which, of course, is water. And maybe that's why you guys are such good friends and understand each other. You're water as well. Very strong. Very strong. Very selective. Can be very mysterious. And I don't want to play poker with you.
Oh, goodness.
You keep your cards close to the vest.
Yes. It's so true. So true. Yeah. Very interesting. That is very interesting. Thank you so much for that. So,
what sign are you? You want to share you said already, right?
Oh, me? I am a wood.
You're wood.
And my last name is Wood.
Well, my last name is Birch. There you go. Yeah, I appreciate it.
There you go. Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, you, my.
What's your animal sign?
Oh, I am a goat.
Oh, you're a goat.
Greatest
goat.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a goat.
Well,
and it's interesting,
yeah,
the Chinese zodiac. You're either a goat, a sheep, or a ram.
Mm-hmm.
Same animal.
Interesting. That's,
yeah,
very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love it. I love it all. And let me also ask you this before we just kind of jump in a little bit further. As I recall, you mentioned that you even studied in China at one point. Is that right? Did I remember that correctly?
Yes. In the 90s, very few Chinese feng shui masters would travel to the United States. It was very similar to what happened with Bruce Lee. They really did not want us to have a lot of knowledge, especially knowledge that's passed down from mentor to student. And so one of the teachers I studied with was Raymond Loh. And Raymond is very famous for teaching what we call the four pillars of destiny. And in learning that, you as a student take a person's birth date, and based on that birthday, you can forecast their entire life.
Mm.
And so I was there for, I guess it was, it seemed like forever, but I was there for a week, and it was very enlightening. In order for me to take the class, I had to be able to write 19 Chinese characters because we had to write all of our predictions in kanji. And so that was, it was really exciting, scary, and I wouldn't change anything about it.
I love that. I love that. Sounds like that was quite an adventure and life-changing as well.
Mm. Yes. Yes.
Wow. Wow. Well, if you would, if I can just switch things up just a little bit, talk to us, if you would, please, before we jump in with some calls, but talk to us for just a little bit, if you would, please, about space harmonization or space clearing, and tell us, because you've been touching on it a little bit already, but if you would, tell us about that. Tell us about the space clearing and space harmonization.
Absolutely. I was introduced to space clearing because I went to see a client. And we did everything right as far as setting up their home and making sure that they had everything they needed in order to be successful. What I didn't realize a couple of weeks later is that the one thing that was missing was space clearing, which I had never heard of. And so being the lifelong learner that I am, I went about learning space clearing and realized that, you know, with, you can do feng shui all day long, but if you don't clear the space, then all the things that you do can be undone. And so space clearing is just like you get up in the morning and you take a shower and you put your clothes on. And so that's what space clearing is like. You get up and you clear your space and then you put everything else on. And the ability to have your space harmonized on a daily basis opens up so many doors that you probably didn't even know were available to you.
Hmm. 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 Wow. So I was wondering if you had perhaps a case that you could share with us. And of course, you know, one of the things that I so appreciate about you is your professionalism and your ethics. And so I know that confidentiality is something that you uphold when you work with clients. But so, but I was wondering if, in a general way, you could share with us a case or examples of a case where the space clearing and the harmonization, how it happened, what you experienced, and then what happened when you cleared the space, and then what did the client report afterwards?
I'd be happy to share. I have a client who is always happy for me to share this with the world. I work with a group of real estate investors, and they are always really appreciative of me. They started off with just women, and then they expanded it so that men and women are now part of Invest Club. And so the thing about real estate investors is they end up buying property that most people won't touch. And so in this instance, I get a call from the president of the club, and she explains to me that they bought this beautiful home. They totally renovated it. They put it on the market, and no one came to see it for 3 weeks. And they're like, Janet, you need to come because we don't know what's going on. And so I go, well, you want to meet me at the property? And she goes, absolutely, let's do this. She goes, because we need our money. I'm like, okay. So I arrive at the site, and we arrive actually at the same time. So I walk up to the front door, open the door, and immediately I know that this is an issue with not only the house, but there was like another like grandmother house that was in the back. And so I asked her, I go, what's going on in that little house? And she goes, oh, well, you know, we bought the property because nobody wanted it because this had been the scene of some human trafficking.
Ah.
And I go, well, that's why it's not selling. So let's get to work. And so we cleared the energy of the little house, and we also cleared the energy in the main room. Now, what was really interesting in the main house, so to speak, when we're doing clearing work, because she helps me, because when we're doing clearing, we're using a lot of natural elements like clapping and fire and water, all the elements that help us be clean, the same type of elements help houses to become cleansed. And so we're doing our work and the front door flies open. Now, keep in mind that the front door has been closed all this time. And we look at each other and she goes, what does that mean? And I go, whatever was here decided to leave. And so we finished up our work. And then about 3 days later, they got an offer on the house, cash offer.
Wow.
And to this date, the people that live there, they live there and enjoy everything about it. No after effects of the energy that was there before.
Wow.
Wow. That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to tell you, my real estate investors, they keep me pretty busy because I gave them a list of 35 houses they should not buy. And they have bought every last one of them. Every last one of them.
Ever come across a piece of property, a house that was really challenging? I mean, that, of course, that one that you described sounds pretty challenging. But what's the most challenging case you've had in recent times?
Well, I have an investor. Went down the list of the houses and called me and said, I bought a house that I wasn't supposed to. And I'm like, what kind of house? And she said, well, in the front of the house, there is a church And in the back of the house, there's a church.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh. And she goes, but when we get it renovated and sold, we're going to make $100,000. So I had to buy it. I'm like, okay. So I went to visit the house. And I took my husband, the non-believer, with me. So we walk in the house, and he looks at me and goes, I'll be in the car.
Really?
So I did my walkthrough. I did some space clearing. And what was really interesting is that I carry instruments with me, such as a pendulum and dowsing rods, to identify energy in the space. And so when I got ready to leave, one of my rods was missing. And I was like, well, I have more at home. I'm not going to worry about it. So I get a call from the investor. And she says to me, she goes, my crew was at the house today, and they can't find their car keys. But they found this thing that looks like a coat hanger. Like, that would be my, that would be fine. It's really not a coat hanger. Well, they can't find their keys, so they can't go home. I'm like, okay, I'll be right over. So I'm like 15 minutes away. So I go over to the house, pick up my rod. With my rod, I use it to find his keys, which were in a closet on a shelf.
Wow.
And he's like, I don't know what happened. My keys were not there. They were in the kitchen, on the counter, da-da-da-da-da. And so now all the workers are scared. They don't want to come to the house. I'm like, you know what? And I go, we're going to get to the bottom of this. So I took another one of my colleagues with me, and we cleared the house together. But what my other colleague realized, that there was a portal from the church going through the house to the other church.
Yeah.
So we closed the portal. And we let the workers know that they were safe and that I was just a phone call away and not to worry. And they were like, yeah, we're going to hurry up with this one. So they finished their construction ahead of time, which the investor was really excited about. They staged it because sometimes investors, they buy homes and they don't stage them. So they staged the house, and they had a person, their real estate agent. She would go visit the house, and there would always be some type of furniture that had been moved. And so she thought it was, you know, maybe other people, other real estate people were coming in and moving the furniture. And so my investor calls me, and she goes, the furniture keeps getting moved, and we're thinking it's real estate people, but maybe it's something else. And I'm like, okay, time for a visit. And I was like, whatever is going on, this is pretty stubborn. And so I get there, and I said, I'm going to do an experiment. So I get there, and I move the furniture, and my husband's with me this time, and we go get a sandwich. And I come back, and the chair is back in the original spot. So then I was mad. I was like, you know what? I'll have time to play with you. You need to go. And so I did a special ceremony using holy water, which anyone can make. And using the holy water, and I also work with incense that is done by Sai Baba. This particular incense is the only incense that I know of that can clear entities from spaces. Now, keep in mind, entities are not here to hurt you in any way. It's just that they don't realize sometimes that they're not on Earth. And so sometimes they play with you because they can. Well, I was done. And so I did a new ritual using holy water, using my incense. And one of the real estate agents, she dropped by after, and she goes, someone was smoking in the house. No, it's like, no, that's incense. She goes, well, I don't know what it is, but it smells terrible. And I was like, that's okay. It will dissipate. And a couple of days later, someone came through, fell in love with the house, and purchased it. And to this day, they have not had any problems. Because one of the things I do is that when I'm working with a real estate agent or with my investors, I leave them information so if anybody has any problems or questions, they can contact me.
Hmm. Wow. Wow. That's amazing. That's quite a story. That is quite a story.
I think it's a good thing I do have hair because it got a little crazy.
Oh, goodness. I bet. One last question for you, and then I think we'll jump on some calls if everybody's ready. I wanted to ask you to make mention of you have a book or a couple of books. Is that right, Janet?
Yes, I do. They're very small books. I created them for my clients so that they could have you know, we all have days where things kind of go sideways. And so one of my books is called The Art of Life. And it just has, each page has a quote, and you can use it as a journal. But each quote is related to your health. And it was so successful that I did one, The Art of Life at Work. And what's really interesting is the one at work is probably the most popular. And then I'm also a co-author for two other books that are definitely on Amazon. My two small books that I wrote, it's not on Amazon, but I'm happy for people to order them and I'll send them out. But I was in a book called The Great Idea. And I was in that book with 88 other entrepreneurs. And we share our secrets about the type of work that we do and how we support people. So I was in The Great Idea and also Live Your Legacy. So those are the books.
Love it. Absolutely love it. So the general feeling then is that feng shui and sometimes the space clearing, but certainly the harmonization can help just about anybody.
Yes.
In any kind of environment. And so certainly it sounds particularly good. I mean, if you're involved with real estate, but you could be anybody needing to have a peaceful environment that helps you find calmness and maybe increases the flow of money, maybe even romance. Would that be true?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, you don't need to be trained in space clearing or in feng shui to clear the energy of your space. There's actually 8 ways in which you can do it. And it's not a big secret, but you need to know that that's actually available to you. Because if you go online to Google, you Google space clearing, you're going to find all kinds of things. In addition to getting certified in space clearing, which you don't have to, but it's really fun. But there are 8 ways in which you, as a non-practitioner, can clear your space on a daily basis.
Love it. Fascinating. You know, for many, many years, I've worked with alcohol and drug treatment centers and mental health facilities. And for years, I tried so hard to get staff and administrators to embrace the idea of working with a feng shui master to help clients so when they go home, they have an environment that would be peaceful and tranquil and that would support, you know, their new lifestyle, if you will, you know. And back then, I couldn't convince anyone, but, you know, maybe that's going to change. Who knows? I'd
it
sure
has
like
changed.
To think so. Oh, good.
It has changed. They have several treatment centers that I work with on an ongoing basis. And at first they weren't real keen on feng shui, but it was recommended because they were having so many problems. And so what I realized in working with them, their office is separate from the living facility of the people that are getting treatment. And so we use space clearing for the treatment area, and then we use feng shui for the office so that they can make money and stay in business.
Outstanding. I'm so glad. Yay!
Yeah.
That's fabulous. Well, Michael and Lawrence, Janet, would you? How do you feel about taking some calls?
I'd be happy to.
I'm ready.
All right, Lawrence, how about you? Okay. Well, good. All right. So, all right. So let's go over here to area code 216, and let me say hello. This is Adrian, and who am I speaking to, and where are you calling from?
This is Sharon from Ohio.
Hi, Sharon. How are you
Hello.
This evening?
I'm doing wonderful, very peaceful. It's been raining all day here, but I'm really, really relaxed. It's been a long week at work.
I understand.
So, I have a question for you. I miss you. You guys, I call your show maybe every 3 months, Michael, but you usually talk. You don't talk anymore. The last show I listened to, you weren't on either.
Me? Michael? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Not as...
I'm here.
Okay. I just didn't hear you. I know. That's all.
Oh. Okay. I'm still here.
Well, you're very
accurate.
They can't
get me to shut up.
I called 3 months ago. What? I'm sorry. What?
They can't get me to shut up.
That's so funny. Can I ask you a question?
Well, absolutely.
Sure.
And by the way, Sharon, where are you calling from?
Oh, Ohio.
Ohio. You did say that. That's right. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, please go ahead. What's your question?
I am at my career. I love where I work. I work for a great company. Do you see me? I've been looking in the website to see if there's any other jobs into other departments I could post for. Do you feel that I will be successful in being able to move to another department in the next couple months? What do you see, Michael?
Let me see.
Thank you. I love your honesty. Just tell me what you think.
Two departments in what was the time frame?
Well, I'd say, gosh, we're in April. All right, how about by the end of the year, Michael? That'd be great. So this year, how's that? This year.
Okay. I'm seeing one of them. It feels one is much stronger, the energy in it, than the other one.
It probably hasn't posted yet then. Watching, but nothing has really come up that has hit my eye. Does that make sense?
I see two.
Okay.
But one is a lot more opportunity than the other one.
Do you feel that
that's
I would be successful at the end of the year?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I think you'll be okay by the end of the year. Hold on. It feels like for one, the one that feels more like you'll have a better opportunity to move up into that position, it feels like you know the person or maybe the manager of that department or whoever is in charge of that department. And it
okay.
also feels like you have a very good relationship with this person. And so that is going to help
okay.
you.
That's going to, yeah.
And it feels
there
like
one,
it's a female.
It's a female? There was one I mm-hmm. posted for, but I dropped out of it after I found out you had to go in the office 3 days a week. And just I'm set in my ways now. I want what I want. Do you know what I'm saying? The next job I get,
good.
I'm going to retire. I retire with the company, but that next position, I plan on staying till I retire, if they allow me. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I don't want to make the right choice. But that was a really good insight because there's a lot of women in this company. Well, it's a major,
yeah.
but a lot of
yeah.
bosses. Yeah.
So you know, as you make your rounds there at the company and you encounter other females that are in charge of a different department, just kind of be aware of your energy when you're around this person and that department,
right,
and ask your intuition, ask the subconscious, is this the person that I'm supposed to meet? Is this the department I'm supposed to move into? And I kind of get that you're intuitive enough, you'll feel that response.
Okay. That's a great answer.
Okay.
All right. That was wonderful. Thank you so much. All of you. Thank you.
Yeah, Mike, just out of curiosity, Sharon, did you want to let me check in with Lawrence, see if he has anything, or Janet, either one of them?
Either one of them. That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.
I don't have anything.
Nope. Okay. All right. Janet, anything you...
Well, I'd like to say hello to a fellow Ohioan. I was born in Akron, Ohio.
Oh, that's about a half hour. Well, if I go fast. I live in the Westlake here. Cleveland, Westlake.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I know. Akron's a nice town.
Yes, when I was little, our parents used to take us to the Amish festival in the summer.
Mm-hmm. I have a good friend in Montrose that's not far from there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm a snake, too. I'm a snake.
One of the things that you might want to consider as you are looking at expanding your job search or your job title is, on a regular basis, you may want to, I'm going to recommend, are you a music lover?
I listen to music all the, excuse that, just had a long week. I listen to music a lot. I'm a happy music person. Yeah, I do. I love music. I can deal with anything but rap.
Well, I'm going to give you a music prescription. Music has a way of clearing the energy of a space just because of the tones and the notes inside of the music. And so the music that we use in order to clear energy is classical, jazz, anything with a guitar, piano, harp, and flute. And so if you have that type of music in your environment for half an hour a day, it will really clear the energy and open up some possibilities for you.
I believe that. Yeah, I think I could take a half an hour for any of that type of music. That's good advice.
Yes, absolutely.
Love that. Love that. Well, thank you, Sharon, for calling in and chatting with us, and being a good listener and participant. And keep in touch, please.
Thank you. Thank you, all
You're
of you.
You're welcome. Okay, keep us informed. Let us know how things turn out.
Yes.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. All right. So, take another call here. Hello, area code 651. You're on the Psychic Funhouse with Adrian, Lawrence, Michael, and Dr. Janet Woods. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Christiana from Minnesota.
Hi. Was it Christy, did you say?
Christiana.
Okay, very nice. How are you this evening?
I'm all right. How is everybody over there on the show? How is everybody doing?
I think we're doing all right. How can we help you?
Yeah, my question is about, I decided to have my mother adopt my daughter because of a juvenile case, incident that happened when I was 13 that's followed me around for many years. And I'm just wondering, do you all see this adoption going smoothly and taking place? I'm aware that you can't offer legal advice, but I mean, from like a spiritual viewpoint, I was wondering if you see it going well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Michael, you got anything? Lawrence?
I don't have anything just yet.
Mm-hmm.
What's your child's name, Christiana, if you don't mind? Yeah.
Her name is Lily. She hasn't been born yet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
Not
yeah,
until
I think
July.
You called us before about this. I remember talking with you.
Mm-hmm. You know, and this is Adrian, and I would also be interested to know what Dr. Woods may be feeling as well, because the kinds of things that I was picking up on really pertain a lot to your environment. Now, you're living there with your mom as well?
No, not yet.
Okay. So you don't share a place with her, is that right? But that's okay.
Yeah,
that's fine. But the bigger picture, the bigger part of the picture that I was getting, really pertains a lot to environment, and the level of calmness in your mom's home, and not just calmness, but the word clarity comes up for me as I kind of look in. And so these are things that you would know certainly better than maybe better than any of us here at the moment. But what is the environment like? Is it calm? Is it serene? Is it is there much is there much beauty and harmony, peacefulness in the environment? Because if there is,
yes.
It feels like it would be certainly a smoother kind of process. And if not, if not, then I would feel some like roadblocks, shall we say.
Okay.
That's kind of what I was feeling. So it's, and when is the baby due?
I'm getting a C-section on July 18th, early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Have you talked to all of the attorney? Did you talk to legal people about all of the forms and I's that you have to dot and T's that you have to cross?
We're in the process of starting that.
Okay.
So
yeah, that's. I feel like that's going to be also a very important part to it, as well as you and your mom being able to communicate very clearly about what the expectations are going to be, what the roles are going to be, and do they blend together, you and your mom, or is your mom raising the child as her own,
No.
What I mean, Okay. So these are the kinds of things, though, that need to be discussed, you know, openly and honestly, to make sure that things go very smooth. Those are the things that I'm kind of focused on for you.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Janet, anything that you wanted to add, or anyone?
Yes, I think that the direction that you're giving her as far as creating an environment that has her with clarity and with calmness. But another thing that you might want to take a look at is your expectations. And so I know you've probably heard about affirmations, but there's another side of that that's called a declaration. And I would advise you that you take some paper and write down what is true for you inside of the declaration. And so when I say declaration, you're saying it as if it is already happening. Like, I am allowing my mother to adopt my child easily and in the perfect situation. Sit down and write down what it is that your heart desires and write it as if your life depended on it, because those declarations are going to go out to the universe. And the more clear you are, just as Adrian said, clarity, the more opportunities are going to come in for you to get what you want. Not affirmations, but declarations.
Hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
That's good stuff. I like that. Okay. All right. Anybody else? Anybody else have anything to add? Well, we certainly appreciate you calling in and updating us and letting us know that, you know, the process is still moving forward, and keep in touch with us. And by the way, any thoughts or feelings on what we shared with you in terms of, like, you know, clarity, making sure the environment is kind of in alignment with, you know, what your hopes and dreams are. All right. Well, maybe Christiana has departed from us. So, okay. Maybe she's just listening. Let's move on, and we'll take another call here. And hello, area code 929. You're on the Psychic Funhouse with Adrian,
Hi.
Michael Lawrence, and Dr. Janet Woods. Who are we speaking to?
Thank you. Hi, you're talking to Stacy.
Stacy. Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Okay. Very good. And how can we help you this evening?
Just wanted to know, do you see a temporary move coming up this month for me? No later than May 12th? May 12th?
May 12th, a temporary move? Is this
before May 12th, yeah.
Oh, before, I see. Is this for work or is there any other details about it that you might be able to share?
Sure. Okay, so the landlord here, I think he's having problems. I did speak to a landlord, and being that some of the things in the apartment there are, it's a brownstone that I'm running, and some of the, it makes it illegal because of the way that it was rented out. So I did receive a call from a lawyer about a month ago, the beginning of April, beginning of March, asking me if I'd be willing to move out of the place where I'm living because it, just to avoid discrepancies, things have to get fixed into the apartment. So the judge thought it would be better if I move out. So I did hear from them only one time. So I haven't heard back from the lawyer as of yet. So that's why I wanted to know, do you pick up a temporary move for me? It won't be like a long term. It's just temporarily.
Mhm. Mhm. So and you're in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're talking about a brownstone. So
yeah, it's just I will be leaving out of it, moving to another location.
Sure. Well, let me check with everybody and see if anybody has any information for you. Michael, since you may be familiar with New York or Brooklyn, were you familiar with Brooklyn, Michael?
Somewhat, not a lot. I was just wherever the train would take me into Brooklyn. That was it. So, not much.
Okay. Do you have,
I'm not getting anything right now. It feels kind of to me like some stuff needs to still be worked out yet there, and it's still working out. So I'm not getting an answer just yet. It doesn't mean that it's not coming.
I think
stuff needs to be decided on. And so just sit tight a little bit, and I think as things start moving forward, you'll get an answer. But it's not a negative thing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I understand. I agree with you. I definitely agree. So just sit tight. Okay.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, keep us informed, and we certainly appreciate you calling and taking your time out in your Friday evening. And best of luck to you.
Thank you. Okay, I'll sit tight. Thank you. All right.
Okay, Stacey. All right. Bye. All right. Well, let's see here. We've had lots of callers, and we have some more. So let's jump here, and we'll go to area code 707. Hi, you're on the Psychic Funhouse with Adrian, Michael, Lawrence, and Dr. Janet Woods. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Valerie. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Valerie.
Where
are you calling from?
California.
Okay. Wonderful. Always like that. How can we help you this evening?
Yeah, I'd like to ask Janet, is there anything I can purchase or place in the home to increase finances?
Well, Valerie, that's a wonderful question. I was wondering, you've got a radio or a TV on in the background. I was wondering if you could turn that down just a little.
I don't have anything on.
Ah. Okay. All right. All right. So, so the question is for Dr. Woods.
Yes. Well, there are a number of things you can do in order to bring more wealth to you, as what I'm understanding the question. One of the things that we use is plants. And so the belief is that as a plant grows, so does your wealth. And so there are certain plants that kind of open up the space so that money can actually flow in. One of them is a lucky bamboo, which is very hardy, very strong. You don't have to plant it. It can actually grow in just a glass of water. We usually recommend that you have 3 stems and you just put them in water. And as it grows, so does your opportunity for incoming wealth. Another one that you consider is there is anything that has a vine. And so like ivy or something to that effect, because what happens is that vines, they grow pretty quickly and they multiply. And that's what you want your money to do. And so those are the 2 things that I would recommend in order to bring money into your space.
Yeah, I have 3 plants, and they're vines. They're placed in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't seen an increase in finance.
Well, here's something to consider. If you're in your living room, when you walk through the door, what is in the left diagonal corner?
As soon as you walk in, there's a closet, and then past the closet is a, I forgot the name of the vine that's sitting right in the hallway as soon as you open the door.
Mm-hmm. But what's in the left corner? If you put your hands out, left diagonal corner, what is there?
You mean after walking into the home?
Yes, in the living room.
The kitchen. It would be either the garage or the kitchen.
Okay, so you walk in from the garage to the kitchen?
Most of the time I come in through the garage into the kitchen and dining room.
Okay, so when you open the door and you're walking into the kitchen, what is on your left?
That would be the kitchen with all the appliances, cabinets, everything.
Okay. And do you have a plant in the kitchen?
No, I don't.
I would recommend that one of the vines that you have, that you find an area for it to be in the kitchen. In Chinese metaphysics, we believe that the kitchen is where money is made. And the reason being is that in order for you to have a good life, you have to eat good food so that you can go to work. And so I would take one of the vines and I would put it in the kitchen, make sure it has some good light, and then also make sure that you give it a little fertilizer so that it'll kind of jumpstart it.
I've had these for quite a while, years, and they grow pretty long, and then I cut them off sometimes if they grow too much. So
oh,
that's
good.
Great. Put it in the kitchen. Yeah. I never thought of that.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. Money is coming.
You have to come back and tell us how to go.
I will. Thank you so much. Absolutely. Thanks again for calling. Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Okay. I'm watching the time here. It looks like we might be able to get another call in, maybe even 2, but let's give it a go. Hello, area code 541. You're on the Psychic Funhouse with Adrian, Michael, Lawrence, and Dr. Janet Woods. How can we help you?
That's me.
And how can we help you, Lawrence?
Well, I was gonna, in addition to Dr. Wood's fine advice, you know, when I have money problems, I just print more on my printer. Usually works.
Oh,
are we
goodness.
Have a visit from the FBI?
I mean, it's worked so far. you know, how long it would be.
How perfect.
I only
print
five drums. Yeah, just five drums.
Oh,
that's outrageous.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that contribution. Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, I'm going to put you back on hold here, and thanks so much. Oh, goodness. Oh, how funny was that? Well, let's see here. You know, we've just been chatting it up and talking about so many different things. You know, I just absolutely love having you on this show, Janet, because, you know, there's just so many different areas that, you know, that work that that you can apply feng shui to, and you know, and yet all at the same time, it's a very specific you know, skill set, and but I would believe that, you know, you really can reach a lot of people, and that's just, that's really just lovely, to say the least.
I had a question.
Uh-huh.
Good doctor.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you've been talking really extensively about clearing spaces and environments. What's the process or procedure for clearing people? Is that part of the technique that you use, or is that something separate, or is that something you could address? Or?
No, we clear people as well. We clear people as well. Yes, and it actually, we as people have what we call our outer layer. And so the different layers have different assignments, just like we have chakras that have assignments. We also have different layers around us, such as your emotional field, your spiritual field, your Gaia field. And so usually when I am clearing a person, I usually use my pendulum. And using the pendulum, we actually clear all of those fields one by one. And what's really important is when you're working with somebody that's clearing your fields, you also want to make sure that they seal them so that you're not hanging out there with all of your stuff. And so when I'm working with a person, I clear their different fields, and then I also seal it as long as needed.
Could you talk more about that? What goes on with, when you're sealing the fields? That's interesting.
Okay. I'll give you an example. I had a person who could not hold a job. They would the longest time they've ever had a job was like a year. And so in working with them, I realized that their emotional field was blocked. And so over the phone, watching that over the phone, over Zoom actually, we talked about the different areas of her life. And inside of that, identified that this was an emotional issue where she felt or lacked the confidence in the work in which she was doing all the time. And that's emotional. And so we cleared that field, but we also cleared the other fields because they coincide with your emotions. And so after clearing all 12 fields, I sealed all of the fields and then also made some recommendations for her to listen to a certain type of music, which had beats in it that would tone some of the self-confidence that she needed in order to stay in a job. And I think that what happened with her is that I think she's still in the job, and it's been about 5 years. But it really, you know, I can tell you that when she went on the interview for this job, the first thing they said to her is like, you've had a lot of jobs. I don't know how you're going to do here. And her conversation was, each job I learned a skill, and that's how I got here.
Mm-hmm.
But before clearing her field, she would have never had that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Great answer.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever found it difficult to clear certain clients' fields more than others? Or
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I have. And, sometimes you just have to continue to do the work. It may not get cleared the first time in which our meeting. It may be only temporary. But I continue to work with the clients until they have what it is that they need. You're always going to have somebody that, even though they said they want to have their fields cleared, they may not want to. One side of them says, yeah, I really need to get this fixed. And the other side is, no, we like where we are. And so there's going to be that pull me, and you just kind of have to work through it.
In your work with people doing clearing, do you ever come up with past life issues? Is that something that you address or it comes up? Or?
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. And I don't want to say I address it. But, you know, sometimes you can have a past life that's stuck in one of your fields. And so my question is not to get rid of it, but to find out if having this past life is part of your current life as a lesson.
Uh-huh.
And so that's a conversation that I have before I clear a past life.
Mm-hmm. 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 Interesting. Yeah, fascinating stuff.
Mm.
I love it. Yep. I love it.
Very interesting.
So one of the other things that had come to my mind is that in this upcoming certification course, or perhaps in some of the other ones that you teach, for those of us that work with the public, for those of us that are mediums, clairvoyant shamans, Reiki masters, how does this, how do your classes, or this one in particular, how does it really help or benefit practitioners to become certified? What can we expect or hope for professionally?
Well, one of the things I love about my class is that all the right people show up. Nobody wakes up and says, I want to be a feng shui expert. And so it's kind of like a calling. I can tell you that the class that you're going to be in tomorrow, we're going to be doing neurodesign, which is more about how your brain operates within a space. And so we'll be working with what I would call some scientific material, which has to do with how to get your brain in alignment with your desires, but also taking a look at how your environment can help you get there easier and quicker and also stabilized. And so those are the things that you're going to be learning, not only for yourself, but you can also make this what we would call a profession, where you can help other people create environments using neurodesign. Neurodesign is an offshoot of feng shui, and I can tell you that it's been around since the 1950s. In the scientific world, it's called neuroarchitecture, and it was developed and to be used in hospitals and prisons so that they could control the population. And so using that application brought it into spaces that can help people that are on the spectrum, people that are neurodivergent, but also people that need to have a breakthrough in their lives. And so there are going to be some feng shui principles woven inside of that, but neurodesign is a whole new field.
Fascinating. That's fascinating. So the thing that just was crossing my mind,
thinking about, you know, institutions, and certainly some of the older ones and the colors that they used, you know, which were very muted, and so it's just kind of interesting. It's really interesting.
Well, I know that none of us probably visit prisons very often, but those colors have changed.
Yeah.
They have changed quite a bit in the different, in the different prisons, but also in hospitals. The hospital colors have changed as well. And I can tell you that we're going to be talking about color. Color has a vibration, and based on that vibration, your subconscious or your reptilian brain will react. And so we're going to talk about the colors that you can use so that you can calm people down and also have some control over your own environment using color as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, color makes a big difference. I remember reading about, you know, the Denny's chain of restaurants. They wanted to get people in and out as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
So they had flashing bright colors that would just, like, you know, be in your face. you didn't want to cozy up to for very long. You wanted to get away from them. And I don't know if it worked or not. But.
Well, the number one business that uses color to their advantage is McDonald's. Yellow and red. Yellow, you eat really quickly, and red, get out.
Fast food.
Interesting. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, we're just about at the end of the show. But what I'd like to do is take a few minutes and have everyone please share with our listening audience how they might be able to find you to connect for a private session or healing session, reading, what have you. And so, Michael, how can people find you for any of that?
You can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com. You can email me at michael@michaeljespinoza.com, or you can call or text me at 562-457-0457. How about you, Lawrence?
The number to call, the number to text, 541-344-7534. Email me at givingtree@earthlink.net, or check out my Facebook page, Giving Tree Farm Herbs, and my website, givingtreefarm.com. Adrian?
Yes, indeed. My website is probably the best, which is ravenmessages.com. There's all kinds of information on there, fees, services, upcoming events. And you can call me or text me at area code 714-376-7289. And Janet, if you would please share with all of us how people can reach you.
Yes. Most of my information is at the website, and so that is janetwoods.com, and then you can also email me at janet@janetwoods.com.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay. Well, I think it's a wrap myself, and, you know, once again, I'd like to express my gratitude for my co-host and our special guest for sharing so much and helping people understand, helping people learn, helping people move forward in their lives. And, I just want to say thank you to all of you, Michael, Lawrence, Janet, and yeah. So, Do we like have...
Thanks for having me. I so appreciate it. And it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. Good. Well, certainly hope
Thank
you come
for
back
being here,
and
Janet.
Join us again. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, with that, dear hearts, I think we'll just we'll sign off and say thanks again for everybody joining us. And we look forward to having you listen in and share with us next Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So thanks again, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you for calling. Have a good week.
Yeah.
Au revoir.
Bye.